Many people have lower back pain and deal with it every day. Can it be cured, or should those who suffer from it just learn how to live with it as best they can? Spinal injections for back pain have been spotlighted since over 24 people died from meningitis after taking a contaminated steroid this way. Boston Globe Daily Dose health blogger Deborah Kotz writes about it, and she joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there. Just a little correction there. 2,000 people haven't died, but certainly I think it was more than 200 people have died from that.
Okay, I thought I said over 24. Did I say 2,000? Definitely 24. Over 24.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yes, it definitely brought these back pain injections into the news. And what do we do to handle back pain? And I think that part of the problem is a lot of doctors, when they're providing these treatments, you know, even from conservative treatments like physical therapy through acupuncture up through, you know, more invasive treatments like these spinal injections as well as surgery, lead patients to believe that this is something that is going to present a cure for their back pain, as opposed to something that, you know, is most likely going to be a temporary alleviation at best. Some patients really don't get a lot of relief from these pain management strategies. So the new way of thinking is really to try to make patients more proactive in helping themselves to feel better by remaining active, by, you know, trying to maintain as much mobility as possible, as opposed to just trying to, you know, stay immobile and, you know, wait for the pain to go away on its own.
But some people are suffering such chronic pain that even trying to stretch, move, exercise is painful.
Absolutely. And, you know, with those patients, first of all, they need to have supervision. They need to be getting some sort of intervention, some exercise, physical therapy with doctor's care, with the rehabilitation specialist care to teach them, you know, how they can move safely. And also, you know, some of the experts I spoke to said just understanding that it is okay to move even though it's painful. You know, a lot of us sort of learn that when you're feeling pain, hey, that's it, stop moving. And certain activities, you know, like running and jumping, maybe out if you're really having back pain. But low impact exercises, swimming and biking and walking, is really, really good for patients who are in pain. And it's tough to understand, and it's tough sometimes to just do it, to really, you know, move your body when you're feeling pain. A lot of people just say, look, I'm not going to try to walk up a stair. I'm not going to try to walk around because it's just too painful. So it's kind of getting into that mindset, and also really exploring other options. You know, surgery sometimes really needs to be considered if somebody is in so much pain and it's not improving over a certain number of weeks or months. Should not be ruled out if there are some conditions for which it can help.
All right, Deborah, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Same with you.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe. It is 12:24.